You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
I have no voice, Bart Scott. Screaming all weekend.
Hey, this is amazing, right?
Because all
this,
weekend.
Yes. And I'll be coming
Friday
to you. You'll see my face.
Screaming.
You'll see my face. That's what, you know what's crazy? This is what I hate about sports on the weekends. Right? You think you're going to overreact and you think you're going to have some great take about what happened Friday. Then Saturday and Sunday comes and it seems like Friday was a million years ago, or it seems like Saturday was a million years ago. And you don't even know like if it's even relevant to talk about what happened, because I think that the South Carolina-Iowa game was more intriguing, or just as intriguing, just went full – She went full go mode.
She got it. Caitlin Clark got it back though last night.
Yes,
they gave
it
back.
That's what I love about it.
We got a whole level of story to talk about there, about like how we as a society, and maybe I should just say, Bart, mm-hmm. I'll say it right here. My people need to back the hell up with this stuff. Like, you got to stop with some of this fake outrage.
Right, selective outrage. That's what Chris Rock.
Yes, last Chris game, Rock, so, everything he did was fake outrage.
Same people that hate R. Kelly love Michael Jackson.
Oh, my
Let's
God.
Let's make it make sense now. Like, and it's one of the things, what I like is that Jay Weezy on his show today named names. That's what I love about it. I mean, Keith Olbermann, like, come on, man, really? Is this what we're talking about? This is what you want to use your Twitter voice
for? You're
going
to tell me that Angel Reese, what she did was classless, but what Caitlin Clark was doing, going like, I ain't guarding her.
Like, yeah, she waved her off.
Guarding her.
Waved her opponent
doing
like,
the whole,
yeah.
John Cena, yeah. You can't see me. Like, stop it. So it's okay for Caitlin Clark to do it, but Angel Reese is like, oh my God, clutch my pearl. What is she doing? It's so unprofessional.
I'm so sorry to cut you off, but when we sit here, we watch TV too, right? Mm-hmm. So they're talking about the greatest tournament games ever.
Yeah.
And they had UConn versus San Diego State. I guess it was Kemba versus Kawhi Leonard. Mm-hmm. Kawhi Leonard has the same haircut.
Yeah.
His braids are no longer than it is now. He has to cut his braids. I always wanted to know, does he cut his braids to keep it right there? And the answer has to be yes, unless his hair just has a genetic disorder that stops it from growing.
Here's
it is
thing.
Amazing. 2011, his hair was at the same length, same hairstyle.
I understand. Listen, I've been around the culture long enough to understand how braids work, right? Like, I've learned everything about rows and braids and the whole thing. And one thing that I do know is that you got to take them out.
Yes.
And sometimes you don't want to be seen, but when they come out, you got to see them. Like, like we see people all the time. When the braids come out, you see them and you kind of laugh about
exactly.
it. You got to let it out. You got to almost like soft.
Yeah,
Ben
Wilder,
your hair just breathe.
Julius Randle.
Yeah, we've seen him. You have to see Jalen. When Jalen Brunson's come out, it's hysterical. Like, it's a lot. Because you don't realize how much hair you got to grow to get them into those braids.
I think Kawhi is
have
an
we
Android.
Ever, Bart Scott, have we ever seen Kawhi out of his braids?
No, he's
have
an Android.
Have we ever seen that? Never.
One or two things are true. Either Kawhi is an Android or he's fooling us like Steve Harvey. He's really balling in there, and that is a toupee. That is a Tyler Perry special. That's a Tyler Perry toupee. Because there's no way in HE double hockey sticks that this man hair can be the same length for 14 years.
Everything.
Same hairstyle.
Same
and
horse.
Listen, this ain't like it's crispy. I've never seen it crispy, and I've never seen it really, really frizzy. It's mm-hmm. always somewhere in between.
Yep.
So it tells me that those aren't real braids or he is not a human. Like, that is a wig
on.
Or something.
It's glued on. It's just glued on at this point. I don't know what, but you're so right. You're so right. Definitely about that.
And this is a rematch. I didn't realize this is a national champion rematch.
Well, it's no, not, I don't think for the national.
Well, 2019. Okay, 2019 they played. 2011 they played.
Yeah, a tournament they played.
Okay,
But national championship, because they've never gotten this far. What did I tell you though? Remember when we were talking about can't wait? I said San Diego State. I didn't think buzzer beater.
I thought FAU was going to get her done,
Yeah. But San Diego State just had that. They just bunch of just tough physical guys. Yeah. And I felt like, you got like a grown-ass men kind of team. They're going to win. And then UConn, I figured they were going to win. They did. But I didn't know it was going to take that buzzer beater to get it done.
Because FAU played their hearts out, man. And you wanted like the underdog special, but it sounds like the Cinderella story. I think San Diego State is a more of a brand name than what we think about, you know, we think about FAU.
Yeah, yeah. All
you know what I mean? FAU was the Cinderella team out of all the three left. Mm-hmm. And they came out, they had a nice lead. And just think, Kevin Durant, if Kevin Durant would have had on the shoes that dude had, then maybe, you know, we would still have had a big three together because they would beat Milwaukee.
His smaller shoes.
But, man, this is crazy, man. Listen, and I think the crazy part is,
what?
You know, when you look at the tickets for the women games, they were more expensive than the men's games.
Well, yeah.
And I think women's basketball
I think you have
and
a
women's
brand
tennis.
Going on in
yes,
women's
that's
basketball
what I'm
right
saying.
Now.
Women's tennis and women's basketball, I think, have maybe bigger than the men equivalents. And that's okay, and I like that because, you know, I hope these girls start to get NIL deals because, listen, it is so many personalities in women's basketball, and I'm here for all of it. And listen, just like when I hit with the can't wait, if you get hit with the can't wait, they're going to tell you can't wait, can't tackle, or they're going to start coming off with the remix to it, right? And that's just what it is. So if you want to go John Cena, you can't see me, then you got to ask what the rock is cooking. It's going to come back to you. And when it comes back to you, when you do it to somebody else and people see it, then the disrespect is going to be more than what you gave out. So it's always going to be upstaged. Whether you talk about Patrick Beverly that hit little brick, and then Austin Reed's going to hit him with a little bigger form of disrespect. That's sports. And then what I don't like is, like, when we get to women's sports, how everybody wants to change it. Like, they're not the same. Like, they're not as competitive as men. Or they have to do it a certain way.
Ridiculous.
Like, nah, man. No. You talk your talk. Just like Steph Curry, talk is talk. But talk your talk. Just like, you know, LeBron pushed the floor down, talk your talk.
There's nothing wrong with it. That's what I'm saying.
If you want the sport to grow, talk your talk.
I don't understand it. I don't get it. Like, I know you have a daughter. She play. My daughter.
Yo, I almost got through out. And I almost got through out. I almost got through out.
Well,
because, listen.
Don't act up as a parent.
Yes, because this is the thing. Because I come from a place where talking trash is universal. Mm-hmm. And I also come from a place where trash talking as fans is universal. Right? And you get here and you're watching these kids play and they expect you to be quiet. Like, listen, I would love our listeners to call up and see if they ever been chastised or reprimanded because they said something in the crowd. Listen, it was a girl at the free throw line of my daughter's basketball game, mm-hmm. the championship game, mm-hmm. and she was about to shoot. And I said, "Achoo!" And she shot an air ball, and everybody looked at me like I was crazy.
What is wrong with
what the hell? No, what do you mean, what is wrong with me?
Why would you do that?
What do you mean? At every sport,
how old was
you
she?
Have to What do you mean?
How it was, old was she?
Eighth grade. You damn right.
What is
deal
wrong
with
with
it?
You?
Deal with it. You have to learn to deal with booing. Sports about booing. When they get in college, are they going to boo? When they get in high school, are they going to boo?
But she ain't in high school yet.
I don't care what she is. Listen, I was booing kids at 7-year-old soccer. What are we talking about?
Well,
that's why these kids so damn soft and crying all the time and breaking down and needing help and needing therapists because they don't understand life is hard. Life ain't fair. And if you mess up and you want to step on the stage, you better be able to deal with it.
Well, that
because
part,
that's what it is,
I'll,
dealing with
look,
stuff under
that
pressure.
Part I'll give you.
That's pressure.
That part I'll give you.
That's pressure.
I'll give you the idea that you got to learn from all that stuff.
What the hell is that? Am I supposed to be putting up spirit hands, Allen? Am I supposed to be putting up spirit hands when the opposing team mm-hmm. just going to make my daughter feel like all the hard work she put in and she going to stop that? No, I'm going to boo the hell out of you. You hope you lucky I ain't got the little thing that you can spin that make you lose your mind and look like a circle right. Like going into to Batman.
Let me be a dad here now, all right? Because the reason why I don't have a voice – it's not just because I got to call. I got to get. I lived the dream, calling both games with Mike Breen Friday.
Oh,
that
was
you.
You're excellent, bro. You were excellent, by the way.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that.
And like the suit too. Luke Gang was on tight, man.
Yeah, I had to bring
tight.
It. When you're filling in for Clyde, you got to bring a little bit. Like
it
you
was
can't
tight,
be as
bro,
you can't
bro.
Be as fly as Clyde.
I was like a proud brother, like, man. I was
but,
so
but
proud.
You got to bring a little something. So the Knicks win last night. They clinch. So I call that. But Saturday, as you all know, I've been talking about this a lot. My son plays junior hockey, and his team, the Junior Islanders, they won their first national championship yesterday. I wasn't there. I couldn't be there to see it, so I'm, like, in tears all day. Like, I can't be there to watch this. It's a great moment for him and his team. But Saturday, they were about to be eliminated. They won in overtime. They win in overtime Saturday with an incredible comeback win, and we're screaming, carrying on. And it's like that too. You had one of Zach's longtime friends. He comes to the game. He bought an air horn. That is the. You ever see these?
Yeah, baby. That's what you do.
No,
that's
but listen,
what we do, baby.
It's a power drill that someone converted into a truck horn. I'm talking about when he blasts this thing. It's like it's so loud. So
see, but
it's a packed. I'm talking about the arena, the Northwell, which is the one ring. Have two rings. One of them is a big ring. Can seat a couple of thousand. We filled this thing. I mean, it was packed and it was rowdy. And my man Brian Rescona, who does the play-by-play, and he's really good at it. He's like screaming because they win in overtime, right? And the mom from the other team's like, "You're supposed to be impartial." Like, she's all upset at him. He's like, "Man, overtime in the final, you crazy lady? Like, get away from me."
Right.
So I get what you're saying when it comes to that. I get what you're saying that it's like, you know, you got to live through. You got to be able to fight through adversity. You understand this stuff is important. But when you're at the level that we saw in the women's championship, which, by the way, the final four, you hit 5.5 million viewers watch Iowa, South Carolina.
Yeah.
5.5 million people watched a Final Four women's basketball game. So when people whirl their eyes about women's sports and all that stuff, I tell them, man, you either can be part of it or don't be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But don't try to act like it's not important to anybody.
Yeah.
Because it's important. It's absolutely important. And then, like you said, if we are watching, you said LeBron push the floor down, if we're
Steph
watching
Curry,
guys talk trash, making faces, like letting
James
people
Harden
know,
Cook.
Getting their face about it, but then you're going to be upset because it happens when women are playing?
And you still haven't figured
out the fact that it is time for us to stop looking at it as, oh, they're girls. It's just a nice, pretty, little, cute little thing and let them play. And it's very adorable and nice.
Yeah, watch an MMA fight.
We let them play. Oh, no doubt. And we let them play, and it's really adorable. And because it's so nice how the women just really play. You know, they just compete with each other, and there's great sportsmanship, and it's a beautiful game. Do you watch? No, I really don't really watch very much, but it's very nice that they do that. Like, we got to get past that. And I'm talking to my people about this right now.
And I have to get past it.
Tell your daughters mm-hmm. that they can be like that. I'm going to tell my daughter. She plays hockey. Get out there, man. Hit people.
Damn
it's okay.
Straight. Damn straight.
If that's what you want to do, do it. And when you want to celebrate a goal, celebrate. Be all about it. Because if a boy can do it, why can't you?
And listen. Everybody's their own personality. You know what I mean? Some people are loquacious. Some people, you know, show it. Like Barry Sanders, for the life of me, listen, would have made so much more money if he would have showed people – yeah, and reminded people how good he was. If Barry Sanders act like Deion Sanders, he would be the most celebrated athlete in the history. He was a non-self-promoter. Scored a touchdown after a crazy run, making Rod Woodson break his knee, then go to the end zone, score a touchdown, spin out of the pile. And if he'd have been out there like Deion Sanders, Barry Sanders had more highlights in football than Deion Sanders. He would be him.
Right. I understand that.
But that ain't his personality.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to live with that. And he's fine with that. But if that's who you are, be who you are. And I love that she said, "I am unapologetically me." And listen, everybody don't do things the way you do it. This ain't golf. I can go out there and I can celebrate in the same way that you put in that you can't see me to other people. And I hate the fact that we're having about race, but we know it's about race.
Well, Stephen A. went there on First Take. He went there on First Take, and he said it's really more about the fact that Angel Reese is black.
Exactly.
And that Caitlin Clark is white. And so we don't get upset when Caitlin Clark does it. Angel Reese does it, and now all of a sudden it's, you know, disrespectful and all that stuff. You mentioned Angel Reese. Let's go ahead and play it then. This is her talking, like you just said, about her just being unapologetic about who she is.
All year, I was critiqued about who I was. The narrative, I don't fit the narrative. I don't fit in the box that y'all want me to be in. I'm too hood. I'm too ghetto. Y'all told me that all year. But when other people do it, y'all don't say nothing. So this was for the girls that look like me, that's going to speak up on what they believe in. It's unapologetically you. And that's what I did it for tonight. This was for the more than, it was bigger than me tonight. It was bigger than me. Twitter is going to go in a rage every time. And I mean, I'm happy. I feel like I've helped grow women's basketball this year. I'm super happy and excited. So I'm looking forward to celebrating in the next season.
Yeah, the hell with social media. Yeah. Don't worry about those people.
Baltimore, stand up. But I like that she pointed out before the onslaught came. And I love that we have pictures where we can compare that they basically did the same thing. Now, Shishi had got a technical foul because he was following around. That's more taunting. Yes. But really, when you sitting there in the middle of a play and somebody's sitting there dribbling and you're like, psst, like basically you scrub, Sal, you ain't shooting. You can have that. You whack. Yep. Like, what is that?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, get out. And that's why I love it when they was doing that yesterday. And the old girl with the blonde hair was split out. Ka-chow. Ka-chow. 21 in the first half. I'm telling you what, man. Women's basketball, where is that, baby? We might have to start playing these people a little bit more cheese on their tacos if they going to give us that.
Before we put a bow on this conversation also, and we'll take calls on this if you want. I mean, I know, again, we're not a national show anymore. This seems more like a national
topic. Is sports, man.
This is basketball, and in New York, we love our ball. So we got to talk about
ball,
it.
Baby.
But how about Kim Mulkey?
Yeah.
I mean, you bring a little swag to it.
Look at her jacket. Like, listen, and this one thought, oh, she should have got a technical foul. Not every ref. This is the thing. Not every ref is as sensitive as the other ref. So maybe you look at one ref, he might give you a foul. Other person understand the emotion and they're more veteran. They're like, man, that ain't no big deal. It's all good.
You got a personal relationship with that, ref. Maybe they understand too as well. But all right, so 800-919-3776. We have that, and we know what else we have. We have what happened last night at Madison Square Garden, which is the Knicks getting the job done and clinching a playoff berth, which we just knew it was coming. Like, we knew it was going to happen. But, Bart, last night doesn't happen without Friday night happening. So before we even talk about, because we know the Wizards had nobody playing, nobody dressed. They were pretty much white flagged the game. So the Knicks got done what they were supposed to get done with their reserves. No RJ, no Randall, no problem. They still had four guys score over 20.
On the side with McBride.
Yeah, exactly. But can we talk about Friday night's game? Can we talk about that?
That was last year.
I know it feels like last year. But I'm telling you, that game to me was a little something extra that I didn't expect. Remember what I told you Friday? I felt like, oh, don't read anything into this game. Nobody's going to – they're not going to – after that game, the Cavs were like, yeah, we're going to see them in 2 weeks. Like, they knew it too. Donovan Mitchell versus Jalen Brunson was box office.
Yeah,
that was some battle. Jalen goes to a 48.
It's like watching two little – it's like watching two welterweights fight.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong.
In basketball, where they like look, it's like watching like the welterweights fight Floyd and Pacquiao.
Yeah, it was all footwork and jabs, right?
Yeah, the
whole thing. But still, that game felt like a little something extra. That game felt like a little something extra,
it's a statement.
That group was it was about the Cavs, but you know what else it was about?
Yeah.
Oh, we're dead now because we don't have Julius. Oh, okay. You think so?
I love when that
happens.
Watch
us without
man.
Julius.
And who knew? You told me. I ain't believe, but you told me Obi can show me. Now, I forgot he was 29 years old, but
that's my guy, man. Leave him alone.
Obi can show me. And he showed me something, baby. I can appreciate how he's coming out there, and he embraced it. And listen, he was able to get out and run a little bit more. When you think about Washington, they came out and the defense was wacky D. And you heard Tibbs talking about it.
He torched them at halftime.
Yes,
torched.
I cannot take Tibbs seriously, man, with the Homer Simpson hair. All I can do is look at it, man. Look like Homer Simpson, man. I love you, son, but just like it's like he dyed it and took like five hairs and twisted like a baby dread and put it across so I can look, like I'm gonna get five dark ones.
It's like it almost feels like it is time. Is he just waiting for each one of those last remaining hairs to fall out? Like, are we just waiting for that?
And you know those are never going to fall out because what it is, it's the top part of the side, and he pulls it and makes it a top when it's really a side.
It's comb over.
It's supposed to be glam.
I just love that he's in his 60s and it's not a shred of gray. Not even in the beard, nothing. Like,
yeah, he like, man, forget it. I'm just
but listen,
go.
You can say what you want, and people complain about him. What that dude can coach.
Yeah,
you
he
have
can.
A coach. He knows what he's doing. You're always prepared. And these guys, especially these young guys, have all bought into him. There was one guy that didn't want to listen to him. That was Cam Reddish, and he gone. And they get Josh Hart, who comes in, and he gets it. And, I mean, I'm telling you, this team has its flaws like every team does. The East is tough, no doubt about it. But when this team is right, and I mean when they're right, you don't want to play them.
When their defense is part of their offense, you know what I mean? Sometimes they get happy with and enamoring with their defense, with their offense. They forget about their defense.
Yeah.
What I love is, man, like Grimes, you know what I mean? Showing the different elements, you know what I mean? Now he's going to the basket. He's showing you, like, listen, I'm out here shooting these threes because Julius and Mitchell is in there. But when they ain't in there, let me show you. I can get to the back. Don't think I can just shoot. You know what I'm saying? I'm more than that. And I like that he's able to show that.
Over the last six games, He's shooting 50% from three over the last six games.
It's so weird, man, because you try and figure out who's the unsung hero. Is it Grimes or is it Josh Hart?
Josh Hart is like that final piece that brought it
together.
Yeah,
but what I'm saying,
missing element that you're like, oh, okay, now you could see it working.
I just feel like Grimes was there first, right? So it added, but I feel like their games are similar. They both have like similar skill sets.
Yes.
And I feel like, you know, they both are like the straw that stirs your drink, so to speak.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? They make it everything so easy.
Both ends
he
of the
showed
floor.
You, yeah, because he showed you what he can do. If he was aggressive, and I think even when I heard Tibbs talk about it a little bit, even when Julius comes back, you still want to have that aggressive version of him as well. Because I feel like when you're the spot-up guy, you're just always waiting to catch and shoot when he's so much more than that. And I think that in the scouting report, they think that that's what he is, and he has an opportunity during the playoffs to kind of show the other part of his game and catch people off as they're going to be trying to run him off because he's shooting at an elite clip right now.
Yes,
three.
He is. And you know what you're also seeing is when the ball moves, this offense just really looks good. And that might be something that if you're Julius Randle, you better be paying attention to that. All right, 800-919-3776. Let's start the calls. Let's go to Arsenio in the car to start us off. Arsenio!
How are you guys?
What up, Dal?
What's happening, man?
So the one thing I don't want to say I was worried about it, but I had a feeling it was going to happen just based on watching this Knicks play, you know, this team play all year, was when Randle went down, I was a little, you know, I had a feeling that the team would play better as a team without him. Just based on the type of basketball he plays when he isolates and everything.
Don't do it, Arsenio. Don't say it. Don't say it, Arsenio. Don't say it.
Oh, he's last. He's I know it's only been two games.
Oh, don't do
he's
it.
He's going.
But, guys, they're going to have to try to, you know, if it gets offered, and the thing is, with the way RJ has played, if you could package RJ and Randle keep Grimes, keep Quickly. Man.
You don't know if Obi can do that, man. You don't know if you can count on Obi doing that long term, man. Don't do it, man. Don't do it.
We're getting. I think this is a prevailing thought today because Hugo in New Jersey is thinking the same thing. Hugo.
Yes, sir.
What's happening?
Hey, listen to me very carefully. I know you're going to think I'm crazy. But I've been telling you, it's not about that he can't play basketball. It's his attitude. Even last night, he left 3 minutes before the game was over. He left the bench. Gone.
Can I tell you why he left the bench? Let me tell you, Hugo. No. Hugo, I'll let you know. Because just to be fair, because I've seen this on social media,
yes.
he's wearing a walking boot on his sprained ankle. He's avoiding traffic walking through.
Okay.
He goes to the right, and it's quicker to the locker room than walking across the court and through the tunnel. So he just quick exit out to the locker room, so he doesn't have to worry about. Because the ankle, it's not like he's fine. Like, it hurts, and it hurts to walk on.
Yes.
So, for him, it's just, let me just get out of here and not have to
get an early head start.
Being a whole bunch of people. Yeah. That's what it's about. And he also doesn't want, everybody to see him with a walking boot on the court.
Bart's going to understand this more than me. If you remember the day he had that great game and he had that game-winning shot, if you remember, he stood his arms up and didn't even hug his teammates for 1 second. He went in the middle of the court about himself. If guys were going here to hug him, he didn't even do that until later on, 90 seconds after the game. He did not do it during that time. And most players celebrate with their team when they hit a game-winning shot like that. I'm telling you, the young guys are scared to shoot when he's there. You don't see it. I see it. You know, Bart, you're a player.
So you think his presence keeps guys like Quentin Grimes from being more aggressive with their offense? I think that's what Hugo's trying to say.
What's going on? The ball moving, but there's no sticky fingers. Like Hart said, we have no sticky fingers when we're in the court right now.
That part is hard to argue. I mean, Bart, do you think that that's a real thing with this? I don't know if this is a real thing.
Say it again, bro. I just got a critical threat detected ad where I've been having I've been having stuff on my computer, and it says, and I call Windows helpline that somebody tried to access my information. I just had fraud on my account.
What?
Before. Yeah. And now, listen, the computer is saying, do not use. You see that right there, Alan?
Let me see. I can't really see it too well.
You can't? You see that?
No. But I can hear the alert in the background.
Yeah, I was trying to go on a website to go look at like ESPN, and it said his computer has been blocked for security reasons. PC has been infected with adware. Following data has been...
I don't know. I feel like that might be like... That sounds like some spam, man.
Yeah, but I got malware in there. I was only going to ESPN unless ESPN got some crazy stuff on there.
I don't know. This sounds serious.
Yeah, I just had fraud. I just got my new card like a week ago. Yeah.
The computer is locked?
Yeah, locked. That's what made me think it's real.
Did it tell you to shut down the computer?
No, it says the computer's been locked. So the computer locked itself.
You can't even shut it down?
You say call our support. Well,
they have a number?
Yeah.
Says it keeps saying the same thing over and over again?
Yep.
Wow. We're going to have to we'll get Rodney on this.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds pretty serious. All right. Tell you what, let's take a break. We have a lot of calls to get to. We'll get to them. Bart might have to make a call and save his computer. If you are in IT somewhere, if you're somebody that is an expert on this,
it's called Windows Defender. Windows Defender.
Let's find out if we can get this thing fixed, because without that, I mean, what's Bart going to do while I'm talking?
Dead in the streets.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
While Bart is tending to technical difficulties with his laptop, we appreciate all of the different people, you techies out there that are sending in your tweets. One saying it's fake spam. Someone else just saying that you're about to get scammed. Restart your computer, download antivirus. Another guy who says he's an IT guy basically said it's just very common. It's an ad that got hijacked. But it was you hear the concern in his voice, right? You get the same way, too. You get those. You remember, what were the computers that gave you the blue screen of death? What was that computer that you're just randomly working, and next thing you know, it's like blue screen, and there was no coming back from the blue screen. It was over. Used to get the that brand was when I was a writer at Newsday. That was the laptop we had. And I remember I would call Newsday. I'm like, yeah, just got the blue screen. Oh, yeah. Okay, you got to bring it in. And they literally just chuck it, give you a new one. Like, blue screen of death. The worst thing you could ever see if you were a writer on deadline. Are you good now? You good?
I mean, it restarted, but I think I probably need to bring it in and have a diagnosis. I got McAfee.
Get some Geek Squad on this. Pat McAfee helping you out?
That's why I like Max, man.
Yeah, Max, yes.
Because that never happened.
Well, don't say never, but it's
but then you can never. Likely. But then you can't have like it doesn't come with Microsoft in it, right. So you don't have the Office stuff that
yes,
you need.
Exactly.
Enough about pages. Me, man. Let's get to the peoples, because the peoples are jacked up on
but
my
it was, people were concerned for you, so we're just making sure you were all right. But yes, we have a lot of calls to get to, so let's get to them. Let's go. More of this Randall stuff. This is weird. Andrew in the Bronx. Andrew.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for taking the call. I'm on speaker. You can hear me?
We hear you fine.
You probably want to take us off speaker, though. It'd be easier. We can hear you better. You can be crystal clear, beautiful, high definition.
We can continue. The speaker sounds fine.
Anyway, so I want. Yeah, I'm calling in again. Not against Julius Randle, but I think long term the Knicks are. You know, I was talking to my friends. I called the Knicks would look better without Randle last night, and I think long term that's the move because you got a guy like Randle who's. He's a very good offensive player. He's not a superstar. He's an all-star. Mm-hmm. He's just not that guy that should be allowed to take bad shots. He's never going to be Dwayne Wade, LeBron James. And then when he's bad, he's awful. You know, when he starts doing the point forward thing, he really looks like he shouldn't be on the court. And so the other part of the call, the other point I wanted to make was that I look at Isaiah Hartenstein and Quinn Grimes. Quinn Grimes looks better than R.J. Barrett. He's a better natural shooter. Nothing against R.J. I love his game, love him as a guy. And then Hardenstein is making everybody better as a passer.
Yeah, that part of his game is really evolved. It's amazing, his passing ability with the second unit. He's been great this year. He really has.
Yes.
Great pickup. Sneaky good. I was told when they made – I'll tell you this, Andrew. When they made that pickup, when they signed Isaiah Hardenstein, I'm like, who? And he's going to be the backup center. I'm like, what? And somebody in the league that I know in the Western Conference, and I was just like, tell me about this guy. And he's like, oh, my God. He's like, that's a sneaky good pickup for them. Like, you're going to see this guy's really he brings a different element that Mitchell Robinson brings. And I'm like, all right, great. So he's not going to rebound or play defense. But sure enough, not only does he have that ability to pass the basketball and set screens and a little bit of that push-shot offense, but – he's a really good rebounder and a tough defender. So what a really good pickup that was. Now, the Randle thing, Andrew, and I thank you for the call. I don't know, Bart, how do you know the NBA? I think in the playoffs, as many scorers that can score one-on-one or ice, I need guys like that.
Yeah,
I need everybody that can score because in the playoffs – it's really hard to score.
And you never know what the game plan is going to be, and matchups dictate defensive rotations, and certain guys just have certain advantages and certain guys don't.
Can't double everybody.
And you know Randle's going to be a guy. And what we do really like, and listening to Tibbs again yesterday, is how Jalen Brunson really accepted the double team and passed out of it.
Yes.
And I think that's something that Randle struggles with, and that's something that he's going to have to get used to because he's going to be enemy of the state number one, right? When he gets the ball in isolation, they know that, one, the off man is waiting for him to spin. Two,
that late double, knowing wait till you –
because he don't have time to find it to pass because the clock is running up.
Now, again, Friday, no Jared Allen, who's a terrific big, you know, defender, and Randle struggles against, you know, length. But also no Isaac Okoro, who if you don't know him, is a very tough, good wing defender. And so that's another piece that when Randle is on the court, which they expect he will be by playoffs, that he's going to guard him, and then Jared Allen's sort of the guy that's going to float over, and they're going to make Randle make quick decisions on a late double, which, as we've seen 2 years ago in the playoffs, he struggles to do. So that's an area you have to watch. But as I said, if you're going to double him, that means you're going one-on-one with Jalen Brunson. And as we saw Friday, Jalen Brunson literally murdered Donovan Mitchell one-on-one.
Murder,
literally
death, kill.
Murdered.
Murder, death, kill.
He could not cover him. So if you're going to let that happen, that's what makes Brunson's presence now so valuable. VJ in Brooklyn, VJ.
Yo, I don't even know where to start, guys. Like, I don't get it, and I got to say it, and I'm a diehard Knicks fan. But Knicks fans are our own worst enemy. You have a player right here that's top 10 in the NBA right now across statistical data. His level of play has been elevated by adding Jalen Brunson, and all we could talk about is trading him and allowing a guy that can barely crack 25 minutes a starting position on a Knicks rotation. We're celebrating the playoffs. We're hanging out. We're having a great time. Looking forward to talking about we're going to beat the Cavs. But the guy that's going to help us beat the Cavs, everybody wants to trade. It makes no sense. The guy is a beast. He's a workhorse. He makes it happen. How could we sit here and literally turn our backs as fans on a guy that's elevating the Knicks offense as we play through this year right now?
And you know why? It's recency, VJ, and I love that take, and I appreciate the passion. It's recency because the last few games, maybe the last couple of weeks of games, Randle has had a couple of big ones. The 57-point game is one of them. But he, you know, the big shot against Miami. But he's also had some games where you could just see his battery was draining. And he wanted to play every game. He didn't want to sit out. So instead of sitting out, resting, whatever it is, he just kept going. And you could just see he wasn't right. And we forget a stretch where, oh, by the way, this guy was like, you know, a player of the week. This guy was putting up big numbers. He was a candidate for player of the month that Brunson ended up winning. Like, and he was an all-star. So, oh, and let me give you this part. He averaged 25, 10, and 4 in the regular season. There's only three other players in the league that are doing that, and all three of those guys are MVP candidates. Giannis, Jokic, and Embiid. So his production is at that level. Look, do you love him sometimes? No. Do you get frustrated with him? Absolutely. But are you better off without him? Are you crazy?
See, I feel like New York wants an unflawed star, or a star they feel that's unflawed. And where
they want a likable guy, and he just doesn't have, you know, he's got RBF. Like, he just doesn't have that. He doesn't have the personality that is easy to fall in love with because it's just he's.
It's funny.
He just kind of at times gets pouty.
It's funny because the more and more you think or you hear and you listen to the tea leaves and guys speaking around the league.
Yep.
The more and more you figure out that Julius Randle has the same personality as Luka Doncic.
Hmm.
Where they say Luka's just like a glass half empty type of guy. You know what I mean? And it seems like, you know,
interesting.
Not everybody's a smiley guy, a funny guy, and it seems like Julius is like that guy. But you hear the same thing about Luka, but nobody says anything about Luka having that kind of personality.
Luka smiles more.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah,
he smiles more, but he complains to the refs every time. Julius complains to the refs all the time, too. Luka complains to the refs all the time. You know what? I think he's more like this, like Trae Young. Like, Trae Young is hard to like, even though he's really good. But you know how it is. It's just hard to like. He's always making faces. Now, it's a different way where Trae Young, like, kind of is that guy that acts like he's way cooler than he really is. Whereas Julius just is a guy who never looks happy. Like, he just always just – I call it RBF, right? You know what I'm talking about.
I bet you when Trae Young was in college, he probably – or high school, he probably dressed like Kanye. Probably had the polo shirt with the, like, with the brown zip-up, with the dorky jeans and the book bag.
All right, this is important. We got Josh in Queens, who not only is a Knick fan, but he's also an IT guy. Josh.
What's up, guys?
Josh, so I need help, man. What's up, man?
Help Bart out right now.
You are Geek Squad, man. We need you. It's all on you.
Let's get him right.
I got a couple of points. First time caller. I love the show. I love ESPN.
Thank you.
Bart, you gotta clear your cookies, bro. You gotta clear your cookies, your cash, all time.
How do I clear my cookies? How do I clear the cookies? How do you clear your cookies?
Whatever browser you're using, you got to go into your options, go into the settings, and then you can find it from there. You find the clear history tab. Clear that, restart your browser, and you should be good there. Also,
there
ESPN definitely should have malware. I'm sorry. Antivirus, that will protect you, so don't really worry about the Windows.
Windows Defender. Right.
Damn it! I thought the hackers got you, man. I thought they got you for a minute.
Right? They cut him off. Get him! Josh is about to give him the secrets. Get him!
definitely. Right, I'm always saying for that advice, Bart. My other point. So I just want to say this as a basketball fan, right? Last year, Julius was, you know, he had problems with the fans, the crowd. Look how he's rebounded. I'm sorry, but the city needs attitude.
Yeah.
Right. I think every great team needs an enforcer. And my second point, we always cried about how LeBron had no help when he sat. Why are we crying that this team is doing good with Julius on the bench? If anything, we want that. You know, it doesn't make sense why these fans cry about something that we have. This is how this team is built. You know, I'm pretty sure when this Knicks first team plays against the Knicks second team, who's on that first team compared to the second team? Julius Randle is busting everyone's butt. Let's be honest. You know, he's the best player on that team.
Yeah.
And who do you want going against Giannis? Simple as that. There's nobody else on that team that you can safely say can actually defend and probably give Giannis the business right back. So.
And again, you know what, Josh, great call all around. We appreciate your help as well. And I'll tell you what, again, you know, if you think Brunson is going to thrive without another scoring threat that you need, think about it. You need to double Randle. And you're seeing teams trap Brunson. That's what they're starting to do now, to get the ball out of his hands, because if he gets you one-on-one, he can get to the paint whenever he wants. So you have two guys now that defenses have to key on. That's a lot harder to guard than 2 years ago in the playoffs when it was Elfrid Payton playing the point. And you're like, they were doing the Caitlin Clark to Elfrid Payton. Go ahead, man, shoot that. Go ahead. You go ahead. I ain't worried. Like, that's the difference. So I get it. We're mad at him because of the way he acted towards Quickly. You're mad at him because a couple of weeks ago, the way he was he was in a bad place. We got to get him right. Maybe this couple of weeks off here, get himself healthy again, and maybe get his head right, whatever it is. But I don't think we need to go that far. How about as Josh Shedbart? The fan base takes a look at what happened, why the depth of this team has become a strength from the draft, whether it's Grimes, whether it's Quickly, whether it's Toppin, whether it's Deuce, when he comes in spot minutes. Like, you look what you've built through the draft over the last couple of years. You've built a team of guys that can support two main scorers. That's a pretty good place to be right now. Now, are they a championship contender? As we've said, no. But they are a lot better than they've been in a long time, and it's not like this is as good as it's going to get.
But the thing is, the pressure is on.
Oh, no
because
doubt.
Because if they do all this and then they still only win one game, then it's going
to
be
a uproar. You can't win one. Now, here's the question we'll ask as we're going forward. And we got more calls to get to, 800-919-3776. Because that's already been the thing. I heard Stephen A. say it as well. You can't lose to Donovan Mitchell in the first round. You can't do it because you should have traded for him and you didn't. If you lose to him, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to say this. Do they have to win a first round, or if they go seven and lose on the road, are you like, all right, like, which is it right now? Because we all start to look forward again. It's like, all right, well, if that's the series we're getting, what is an acceptable finish? Not a hopeful, because we all hope to get in the second round. What is the acceptable finish at this point? 800-919-3776.
We're going to risk these Angel Reese calls, too.
Oh, yeah, we got
to
get to
that. I see y'all still there, baby. Don't leave us. Don't leave us. We're coming back to
those. We got tons of show left. We got a lot to get to. Odell stuff with the Jets. Bart's got to give us the latest on that. And how about the ghost pitch?
I was about to say we got two words. I got two words for you. Ghost fork.
Ghost.
That's what I'm talking about, son. Ooh. Yeah, Diaz. Just go over to Germany. Come back later, baby. We got this.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Now, we got a lot of Knicks fans. We'll certainly get to you, and we'll keep that conversation rolling. But Bart and I were just discussing earlier in the show what we saw from the Women's Final Four in the championship game. And
amazing.
Some just manufactured outrage over Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark and trash talk and everything else. And Bart wanted to get to that. We do have some calls on us. Let's talk to the people on this, and let's first begin with Ed in Racine. Ed.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, I used to listen to you guys all the time when you was national. I listen to you guys on the app now. But here's where I look at, man. I coach 14U girls AAU, and my team is predominantly African-American. And it's funny, it is about the color. And the reason I say that is because my girls play like a full-court press, man-to-man, very aggressive type of basketball. And when we go certain places, they looked at different, like, why are they playing like this, this, that, and the other? And I think it was the same thing here. Because I'm going to be honest, the young lady from Iowa can go. And it don't matter what color she is, she can go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's a beast, period. But the reality of it is people make this bad for these young ladies. Because I'm going to be honest with you. Like I said, I fell in love with girls basketball when I started coaching my little girls. Because I said, man, they're so fundamental. But now you're starting to get these girls that can go, you know, got more heart than some men out there.
Yo.
And it's just bad that they putting a bad look, or I'm putting a bad eye on women's basketball when we should have been praising them.
Yeah, and I don't know about, like, Cheryl Swoops. You know, I watched Cheryl Swoops, but I don't remember her coming down and just doing sidestep threes and throwing it up there like Steph.
Like
the thing that Caitlin Clark does isn't like a typical woman's player. But her swag is as well. And when you have that type of personality and that type of confidence, which you should have if you got that type of skill set, when it's not your night, you got to eat it. When it's not your night, you got to eat it. And listen, the narrative is written by the winners. And Angel Reese got her. So if you want her, let that offseason be hoping that you're on a collision course to rectify that bad loss that you got.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Caitlin Clark handled it perfectly when she just talked about the attention that was brought to women's basketball, and that's all she loves, and she wants to inspire kids. Like, instead of anything, oh, I didn't see it, I didn't notice it, just downplay it because you know you do it too. Manny in Flushing. Manny.
Hey, guys, how y'all doing?
What's up, man?
Good, man. Listen. I think we can have a new slogan for the Knicks. Trust the progress.
I like that. I do like
that. How about that? Because I remember a few years ago, you mentioned on the Celtics when they drafted Brown and Tatum years ago when they were, you know, bound for the Eastern Conference Finals. But that's how I feel about the Knicks. I mean, 4 years ago, I mean, you think about it, this year when they were 10-13, everybody was clamoring for Tibbs to be fired, you know, trade Randall, trade Barrett, and guess what? They've been one of the biggest, best teams in the NBA since December the 4th.
Yep. Yeah.
And why
are they that? Because you let your coach.
Yeah.
And you make tough decisions like, we're paying a guy $70 million and I'm about to put him on the bench. I'm not going to play him.
Yeah.
Because we're better off not playing him. That's a tough decision that a front office might say, no, you're going to make us look bad. We gave him that contract. You better play him. But no, they said, go ahead. You do what you think you have to do to win, and ever since that moment, this team has been different.
Yeah. I mean it is amazing. I mean, they had 2 9-game winning streaks. I mean, they beat some teams that we never thought they could beat. I mean, they beat
– look at the records, head-to-head records against some of the top teams in the East. Just look at
except
that.
Milwaukee.
The only team they don't have a winning team. Right. It's Milwaukee's the only team. And, oh, by the way, Milwaukee's kicking everybody's ass.
Yo, they look good, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, Giannis – yesterday was one of those things by Giannis where he's like, man, maybe he should be the MVP. You know what I'm saying? The rounder back in the air to Lopez.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, doesn't it? It really does.
I'm sorry. I was too excited to be talking about another team. I apologize, New York.
It's all good. Raph in Long Island. Raph.
Hey, guys, sorry about the noise. I just wanted to make 2 quick points, and then I'll hang up and try to listen because I'm on my way into work.
Go for it.
Alan, thank you for taking the call. If you'll remember me, I'm the giant LSU fan in Long Island. I used to call you on the solo show.
Yeah.
I wanted to just talk about real quick, thank you for making the points about Angel Reese not getting the respect she deserves, and they're all making her out with fake outrage. But real quick, the hype leading up to that game felt very much like the LSU Clemson national championship as well, where everyone was kind of writing them off. It was like, oh no, this is Clemson's to lose, this is Iowa's to lose, Caitlin Clark's the best. So I don't know if it's just something in the bayou or what that they don't like in the media.
I don't think it's that. Yeah, go ahead, make your last point.
Yeah, I have to know. The last point is about getting chastised, to Bart's point. My first LSU game was in the Swamp, and it was Tim Tebow Hall of Fame induction day over there. And I was saying, Tim Tebow, you suck. This is long after his time with the Jets. I'm a big Jets fan, so that also gave me reason to hate him. But yeah, when I was saying that, they were like, "You're being so disrespectful right now." I'm like, "Didn't I pay for my seat just like you guys did? Like, what are we doing here?"
Yeah. Oh, I mean,
I don't have to like him.
It's a whole other conversation. Thanks, Raph. Yeah, yeah, exactly. I came here to the game.
If you want to toughen your kids up, let me come to their games and boo their ass.
No. Although we could have used you in the
character.
Crowd dealing with the South Shore Kings.
See, the only thing about like hockey is like it's perpetual motion, so it's none of those like moments where you can kind of get into somebody's head.
Oh no,
they're moving
me.
So damn fast. I'm talking about at the free throw line. Yeah, they had the field kids. Goal kick.
So they had kids. The captain of the team's named Luca Layton. It's a great family. And he had a brother and all his brother's friends. They were all behind the goal, like during the playoffs, because we had home ice the whole time in the playoffs. It was great. And they showed up, just this mob of just absolute act up fools. And they were behind the opposing goalies, just crushing the goalies.
Did they throw octopus at him? No, they didn't have to throw anything.
They were talking so much. Like, understand, too. It's like these guys aren't used to rowdy crowds.
Right.
So what they're going to have to get used to, because when you get to college, it gets crazy.
Yeah.
But they got this one poor kid in the first round. This kid melted down. They gave 8 goals. Like, just completely melted this kid down.
No.
So, you know, there's places you can act up when it comes to hockey. You can.
You got to do your opposition research, too. You know what I mean?
Oh, they did. No, they did.
You got to know what his girlfriend name is. You got to go through social media.
They did. They knew it all. They had this poor kid, man. That first game, he just completely went into it. He melted into a puddle right on the ice. It was unbelievable. But that's also part of it. Makes it fun. And why, by the way, having home court, home ice, home field.
Yeah.
Why it's important.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.